Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Cheery Charms by Bella Falls, narrated by Johanna Parker. Chapter 1. Magic flowed down my arms and out of my hands, shaping the block of ice in front of me. With my ice sculpture business so successful in just a few months, I no longer doubted my powers or abilities. Most of the time, I took great pleasure in my work. However, the piece I was working on in this moment made me a tad uncomfortable.
"Be sure to get my good side,"
Cora called out as she held her pose with great care.
"And don't go trying to make me slimmer or shaving off some of my curves. I want my darling Walter to appreciate me as a bathing beauty just as I am."
I giggled at my friend's audacious courage and bit my tongue to keep from making any remarks about her current outfit.
"Yes, ma'am."
My fingers sculpted the ruffles on the hem of her swimming skirt with great care. She shot me a sideways glance as she harumphed.
"You know I can read your mind, Missy. When you get to be my age, you figure out pretty quick that it's better to accept and appreciate the rewards of your life's journey rather than resent them."
"Sounds like good advice," I agreed.
"And don't you dare go judging my choice of outfit,"
she jumped in before I barely finished.
"You're lucky I didn't go with my first choice to have you sculpt me in my favorite suit."
I finished melting in some of the polka dots from her outfit into the ice.
"Which suit is that?"
"My birthday one."
With a gleeful cackle, Cora wiggled her eyebrows at me. I swallowed hard and did my best not to show any reaction. Unfortunately, I couldn't scrub away the image that appeared in my mind and refused to go away. With extra determination, I willed my magic to hurry up and finish my friend's sculpture of the month. For once, I wished I could pay her actual money in exchange for her services as my business assistant. Jingle bells tinkled as someone opened the front door of Pine and Dandy.
"What in tarnation is going on in my store?"
Amos called out as he walked back in our direction. Cora jumped in surprise and grabbed her robe, barely getting it around her body before the shop owner joined us.
"What are you doing here?"
Amos stood next to us, his hands planted firmly on his hips.
"I think that question is better asked of the two of you."
My sassy assistant finished tying the sash of her robe before strutting up to stand in front of him.
"I was cashing in on my monthly payment, if you must be so nosy. Since it's almost time for the summer solstice celebration, I thought I'd give my loving husband something to look forward to."
Amos's eyes turned to me, and my cheeks heated under his scrutiny. Keeping my focus on the final details of Cora's bathing beauty sculpture, I kept myself out of the conversation and gave my absolute best to portray every lump, bump, and imperfection of my friend, per her request. Once finished, I stood back from the ice and checked it over until I gave it my final approval. Amos and Cora both stood nearby and looked it over. Cora narrowed her eyes at the shop owner.
"Watch what you say about my figure, Amos Pine, or so help me, I will hex you so hard you won't wake up until it's Christmas time again."
My cantankerous fellow humbug held up his hands in surrender.
"I was only going to compliment Rory's ability to capture such a lifelike rendering. Your skills have really improved in such a short time."
"And that's all you have to say?"
Cora challenged. Amos blinked at her in mock innocence.
"I think it's great."
He clamped his lips tight, refusing to add anything else. After a tense moment, Cora gave up and gathered the rest of her clothes in her arms.
"I'm going to go change and then head home. I'll make the arrangements to have this delivered to my house tomorrow, so it can be a proper surprise."
She sashayed over to me and gave me a quick motherly peck on the cheek.
"And he's not wrong, you know. You really have become quite the talented artist. Like I've been saying all along."
My cheeks heated hotter than my own fire abilities, and I grabbed the faded sheet I had stashed next to me to cover the sculpture until my faithful assistant collected her bounty tomorrow. Amos stayed close to me until he wrinkled his nose and pointed at the ceiling.
"What in the world are you listening to?"
A new instrumental Hawaiian melody played through the store speakers.
Cora thought it would help set the mood. I waited for my grumpy friend to make a bitter complaint, but he listened to it for a moment before shrugging his shoulders.
Well, at least it's a change from holiday music played on unending repeat. Of course, that will start all over again after the celebration.
He grumbled something unintelligible under his breath. Taking a risk, I threw an arm around his shoulder and drew him in for a side hug.
Aw, come on. I thought everybody was looking forward to the solstice thing.
Amos stiffened under my touch.
Have we met?
He grouched. I let him go with a sigh.
Well, I thought maybe you were someone different, since you handled seeing Cora's masterpiece with such aplomb.
With a snort, he gestured for me to head to the back exit of the store that led to the entrance of the break room.
You seem to have forgotten that I used to be a loving husband once.
A sad, silent pause followed his statement, but he cleared his throat and continued.
I know how to keep my nose out of trouble, especially with women like Cora.
As we made our way down the intentionally darkened hallway towards the bar where my bare shifter of a boyfriend waited for me, I couldn't help but wonder if Amos's heart would ever heal. Although the old guy would never admit to it, he had changed just as much as I had in a short amount of time. Maybe letting others into our lives and allowing ourselves to feel and experience more would be good for both of us as time marched on.
There's my girl,
Wyatt exclaimed from behind the wooden bar as Amos and I appeared in the doorway. Despite knowing he must be in his usual place behind the bar, I could barely spot my big, tall man behind all the crates piled high with colorful fruits.
I might be here, but where are you? I teased.
Amos, have we entered the notorious break room or a tropical food market?
I have no idea, but I better be able to have my usual.
He grunted in pure annoyance. Wyatt waved me over, his face beaming over the tops of pineapple fronds. It took a little bit of effort on my part not to run to him like a giddy girl, instead of throwing a little extra sway into my sachet. The handsome bartender wiped his hands with a towel and made his way around the bar to greet me. He captured me in his arms, gazing down at me with warm eyes.
How was your day, dear?
Much better, now that I get to spend time with you. Even as the words left my mouth, I tasted the truth of them. Amos gagged behind me.
I need at least two beers to help me wash away all that sickeningly sweet crap, and put it on your tab.
With crotchety resignation, he sauntered off to join Rocky at the end of the bar. Wyatt's chest vibrated against me as he let out a rumbling chuckle.
I'll get nutty right on that.
He kissed the top of my head and then the tip of my nose before planting his lips on mine. The predictable cacophony of whistles and catcalls followed, and we broke away from each other all too soon.
I'm so glad you're here,
he admitted, flashing me the same bright smile that dazzled me every time.
How did Cora's monthly payment turn out?
Instead of the finished ice sculpture, the mental image of my assistant's body without a stitch of clothing on flashed in front of my eyes, throwing proverbial cold water on my heated mood. There weren't enough drinks in the entire place to erase it, but I could sure as well try. It was fine, but I could definitely use some refreshments. Wyatt raised an eyebrow, perhaps suspecting that I was keeping something from him. But instead of questioning me further, he made his way back to his usual position and fetched my custom beer stein made of ice that I had created for each of us humbugs.
Then you've come to the right place.
He poured some ice water instead of alcohol into the mug.
But I'll bet you could use a little of this to replenish after a long day's work with your magic.
In most of my life, I'd never had anyone in the world take care of me. It had taken a lot of effort on my part in the first few months of my new relationship to accept that someone else cared for me, and that it was okay to accept help and kindness from others. Wyatt had been patient since the beginning of us, giving me space to grow and discover who I was and wanted to be in this new existence in Holiday Haven. I took several gulps, almost finishing half the water. While Wyatt poured me some more, I gestured at the fruit covering most of the bar, except the small corner at the end where Rocky, Amos, and Nutty sat chatting.
So, I'm assuming there's a good explanation for all of this?
I snagged a bright red strawberry from a nearby crate and bit into it, emitting an obscene groan of delight at its ripe sweetness, wide-eyed me with a look that usually preceded one of our make-out sessions, and cleared his throat.
"There is, but if you're going to make noises like that, I'll let you eat all of it."
"Challenge accepted," I said, grabbing a slice of watermelon and biting into it. "Oh, sweet Santa, it's been so long since I've eaten fruit this ripe." Sticky juice dribbled down my chin. He handed me a napkin.
"I've been tasked with creating some drinks for our solstice celebration, and since it's a summer event, I decided to try some new things. It's been kind of fun to use my bartending skills again. I'm out of practice since my typical customer doesn't ask for anything that requires a lot of effort or imagination."
"Hey, I resemble that remark,"
Amos barked from his end of the bar. I chuckled and got comfortable on my stool. "Well, what have you come up with so far?" Wyatt flashed an enthusiastic grin.
"Glad you asked. Let me make you something and see what you think."
I watched with fascination as he leaped into action. He dragged the blender closer to him and got busy adding ingredients to it. Fresh fruit was chopped with such skill that the blade of the knife became a blur. After one measured pour from a bottle, he noticed me watching with great intent. A cocky smile spread on his lips, and he tossed the bottle in the air. It flipped a couple of times, and I gasped in fear of it crashing to the floor. When he caught it and placed it back on the shelf with a wink, I laughed at his cockiness.
"Stop showing off for your woman, and just make her the danged drink, why don't you?"
Amos yelled from his bar stool at the end.
"Aw, I like watching him,"
Rocky countered.
"He's acting like all the heroes in the romance books I read."
Nutty scampered down the length of the bar and scrambled over a crate of coconuts.
Yeah, I want to see if he'll drop one of the bottles."
I grabbed one of the coconuts that had fallen to the floor and placed it in front of my squirrel roommate. "Here, this particular nut is almost as big as you." His tail twitched as he held onto it, leaned his head against the dark brown husk, and wrapped his knuckles on its hairy surface.
"I don't think it's ripe."
Wyatt nodded at his furry help.
"I'll be cutting those open and hollowing some out for drinks later. And now for the secret ingredient."
He pulled out a large metal container and set it by his feet. Gripping the edge of the bar, I balanced myself and leaned forward to see. "What is it? Ice?" I didn't get what was so special about that. He scooped some of the bright white frozen substance and added it to the blender.
"I'm saving the reveal until after you taste it."
With a click of the switch, the bar machine whirred to life with a deafening roar. Wyatt grabbed a hurricane glass from behind him and wiped it with a towel. Turning it upside down, he dipped the edge of the glass in a shallow container of liquid and then covered the wet area with some sort of sparkling granules, setting it to the side. With a smaller knife, he picked one of the strawberries and made careful slices with surgical precision while holding it in his fingers. When he was ready, he turned off the blender and poured the pinkish-red drink into the glass. Taking the cut strawberry, he fanned it out and placed it with great care on top.
"I hope this tastes good,"
he said with weighted anticipation, placing his masterpiece in front of me.
"I'd offer you a straw, but I want you to get the full experience."
I'd never been much into fancy drinks, but I raised the glass in the air to toast the skills of its maker. The rim of the glass tasted salty, spicy, and sour all at the same time. But the second the frosted drink hit my tongue, I couldn't get over the explosion of taste going on in my mouth. I licked my lips and finished my first sip. "That is completely amazing. What is it?"
"You really like it?"
Wyatt stared at me with earnest hesitation. To reassure him, I savored another sip, still marveling over the taste combinations dancing in my mouth. "I was expecting something overly sweet, but there's so much more to it. Whatever you have on the rim, it's salty and sour, but it's almost got a kick to it as well." He wiped his hands on the towel, but his eyes twinkled with pride at my approval.
"That's crystallized sugar with tahine, which has salt, lime, and red chilies in it. Plus, the spice combo is red, which goes with the whole aesthetics of the drink."
Nutty wanted to taste my drink, and I debated whether I could bring myself to share any with him. Seeing my inner struggle, Wyatt took a shot glass and created a mini version for my roommate, placing it in front of him. The squirrel sniffed at the contents a few times, his tail twitching with each whiff. He stuck his tongue out and tasted the spiced sugar on the rim with tentative expectation. Once satisfied, he lifted the shot glass in both hands and tipped it back to taste the mixed goodness. Nutty smacked his lips a few times and cocked his head to the side.
Tastes sweet and spicy, which doesn't make sense because it's making the insides of my head feel like it's been left outside on Christmas Day.
That's called brain freeze. But Nutty's right. It's got the perfect balance of sweet and spicy with a kick of heat, which really is interesting because it's frozen, I agreed. My roommate pointed at me.
Yeah, what she said.
But is it too spicy or not enough? Should there be more sweetness to it? Or maybe a splash more of lime juice?
Wyatt grilled us, crossing his arms over his broad chest with professional concern. Wanting to give him my best answer, I took one more sip. As I let the contents consume my mouth, I contemplated the options the expert bartender had given us. Maybe a little more lime, but really, I think it's practically perfect as is. Wyatt threw the towel over his shoulder and grinned at me.
I can try that with the next batch.
Curiosity got the best of Rocky and Amos, and they had inched their way down the bar until they sat next to the rest of us. Wyatt prepared them each smaller glasses of the same drink and beamed with pride when they added their compliments.
So, what's in this girly monstrosity?
Amos snarked.
I don't think it's a girly drink, since I like it, and I'm definitely not a girl.
Rocky defended.
That would make it a rock trolley drink.
Amos rolled his eyes.
Fine.
He straightened up and adopted a weirdly serious look on his face.
Pardon me, my good barkeep, but pray tell, what ingredients have you added to your fine creation that can be imbibed by any fine patron?
Wyatt snickered as he disassembled the blender to clean it out.
It's pretty much a strawberry margarita for the base of it, with two types of tequila, fresh strawberries, lime juice,
he winked at me,
and some simple syrup I infused with jalapenos to give it an extra kick. That's the spiciness that's tickling the back of my throat,
Rocky stated, holding up his glass to inspect it. But what's the secret ingredient? I pushed, leaning over the bar to look at the metal container. Wyatt glanced down at it with mischievous glee.
I obtained that in payment for a favor. Let's just say I know somebody who provided me with some very special snow in exchange for something only I can give them.
Nutty finished the rest of his drink and slammed the shot glass on the bar.
It's snow infused with Santa's magic.
My eyebrows shot up into my hairline. That's from Santa?
Way to keep a secret there, Nut.
Wyatt groaned.
How did you know?
Our squirrel buddy glanced between the bar owner and the rest of us.
What? Santa always trades you something for your moonshine. Everybody knows that.
Amos snorted.
That's actually kind of true. Yeah, but we're not supposed to, you know, actually talk about it.
Wyatt said.
What will Mrs. Claus think?
Clara? I asked. Oh, she already knows. If she didn't want her beloved husband to have access to your secret stash, do you honestly believe she wouldn't have shut it down long ago? I thought about the woman who'd become my idol and mentor in such a short period of time. Although we didn't hang out all the time together, I knew she would answer my call if I ever needed something, and that helped my roots grow deeper in my new hometown. Wyatt waved his towel like a flag of surrender.
You're right. The snow probably comes from her magic anyway. It's never-ending, no matter how much I use, and it always stays cold and perfectly slushy.
Amos finished his drink with a large gulp and sighed audibly.
So, what did you name this baby? Well, if it meets approval, I'll call it a fire and ice in honor of your powers.
He tipped his head at me. My heart pounded faster inside my chest. You're naming the drink after me? Wyatt tried to shrug it off in front of the rest of our friends, but his intense gaze warmed me from head to toe.
Of course, that's why I want it to be perfect, because that's what I think you and your magic are.
My mouth opened and closed, but I couldn't find words to express the whirling emotions welling up inside of me.
But between you and me, I'll be calling the drink the Rory,
he added with a wink.
Whatever its name ends up being, I think it'll be the best drink at the solstice celebration.
That's good to hear. A stranger's voice rang out through the room, her accent very similar to Wyatt's. A woman dressed in a smart navy blue suit and some ridiculously high heels stood in the doorway to the place. Her dark stained lips spread into a cordial smile, filled with too much enthusiasm and fake friendliness. She pranced inside the place and strutted toward our group, her eyes trained directly on Wyatt. When she reached the bar, she positioned herself right next to me, but barely acknowledged my existence.
Because that's what I expect for any event that I put together. The absolute best.
Chapter 2.
I see you got my delivery, the woman declared, gesturing at all the fruit.
Wyatt dropped his defensive scowl.
This is all you're doing? Then you must be...
Pandora Ashmore,
the lady finished, extending a perfectly manicured hand out.
I'm the head witch and event planner who's in charge of Holiday Haven's solstice celebration, and you must be Wyatt Barringer, best bartender in the region. It's such a pleasure to meet you in person, and I'm glad to put a face to the name.
She captured Wyatt's hand in a delicate greeting. It took me all of 2 seconds to check this girl out. Not much older than me, but definitely more put together. Every dark hair on her head was swept into a perfect updo. Her tailored outfit hugged every inch of her curves. The makeup she wore accentuated her natural beauty. And I marveled at her ability to wear high heels and not fall flat on her round behind while traipsing around any part of the North Pole. My boyfriend tilted his head to the side, his eyes narrowing with interest.
Your accent. You sound like you're from the South, like me.
Pandora tittered with amusement.
Why, yes, I am. Born and raised in Georgia, which I guess makes me a Southern peach.
Wyatt pointed at his chest.
My people are from the Smoky Mountains of North Carolina.
Oh, I loved visiting there as a kid, she exclaimed, still gripping my boyfriend's hand. Such beautiful scenery, especially in the fall with all the colors of the leaves.
My grandpappy's business used to get slammed at that time of year. He paid me double to help him out while all the tourists were there.
My boyfriend beamed as he talked about his former home.
I haven't been back in, well, it's been a while.
Pandora finally let go of his hand as she continued to gush.
I make it back to visit my family about once a year, but I couldn't turn down the amazing opportunities I have here in the North Pole.
This is a magical place to be, I interjected, forcing myself into the conversation. The lady clutched the pearls around her neck.
Oh, my heavens, where are my manners? I just got all caught up in feeling like it was some kind of homecoming with Mr. Barringer here. Bad Pandy,
she scolded herself.
And you are?
Aurora Hart, I answered, the tone of my voice a little sharper than I had intended. Pandora squealed and rushed forward, encasing me in a tight hug.
Oh, my lands! I didn't know I would find you here as well. Fate is definitely smiling down on me today.
While still wrapped in her arms, I glanced at Wyatt with surprise. His amused chuckle did nothing to help me. She let me go and took a step back, the smile on her dark-stained lips still wide.
It is such a pleasure meeting thee, Aurora Hart, the one who saved Christmas by creating the big man's new sleigh and winner of the Seasonal Spirit Awards.
I straightened my disheveled sweater, becoming very aware of the schlubby appearance of my own clothes. I didn't win the SSAs. Our whole town did. Pandora waved me off with her manicured fingers.
Oh, but if it weren't for your heroic contribution, I'm not so sure if the prize would have gone to Holiday Haven. From what I understood, Garland Gale was all but a shoo-in for the win. But if you hadn't won, then I wouldn't be here setting up the entire event. See what I mean by fate? This was all just meant to be.
The more she bubbled with enthusiasm, the stronger her accent became. While I found Wyatt's absolutely endearing and a little sexy, hers grated on my nerves a bit.
Hey, Panda, if we introduce ourselves, will we all get hugs too? Or are those saved for thee, Aurora Hart?
Amos asked, shooting me a sarcastic glance. Nutty waved his hand in the air.
Yeah, yeah, maybe I should wear a t-shirt that says I'm the Aurora Hart's roommate.
A brief shadow of displeasure clouded Pandora's eyes, but her smile never wavered.
Of course.
In quick succession, I introduced the rest of the humbugs sitting at the bar. And you've already met my boyfriend, Wyatt, I highlighted, giving him a purposeful wink.
You two are together?
Her voice raised another octave in delight.
Bless your heart. That makes things even more interesting. I think I might have one of my brilliant ideas coming.
She tapped the corner of her mouth with her polished nail.
Now, where has my assistant gone? Mistletoe!
Out of the corner of my eye, I spotted something struggling to float in the air. As the figure got closer to us, I realized why the figure was bobbing up and down. Pale pink gossamer wings flitted with great effort as the smaller fairy attempted to approach while burdened with a large leather handbag in her clutches. With every wing flap, a little bit of sparkling pale pink dust sprinkled underneath her. I rushed over to help ease her burden.
Here, I can carry that for you.
The fairy stopped midair and stared at me in surprise. She blew a strand of her green hair away from her face and attempted a smile.
That's so nice of you.
Pandora beat me to it, retrieving the heavy bag herself.
Don't mind Mistletoe. She's much stronger than she looks. Now, let me look at my schedule and see if I have any availability.
She pulled out a leather portfolio and opened it up. I checked with Wyatt to see if he understood what she was doing. He shrugged at me as he wiped down the bar in front of him. As Pandora muttered to herself while flipping through the pages of her calendar, I stood in front of her in awkward silence. The whole summer solstice festivities should be a lot of fun, I admitted, breaking the tension with small talk. I'm interested to see how they're going to bring a summer atmosphere to the biggest winter wonderland in the world.
Oh, Miss Ashmore has been working hard on making it something special,
the fairy interjected.
I'm absolutely amazed she's been able to pull off.
That's enough, Mistletoe,
Pandora snapped for the first time. Noticing that all eyes flashed toward her, she broke the tension with a lilting titter.
I want it to be a surprise when Miss Hart visits the site. And why don't you accompany her, Mr. Behringer? Perhaps you can give us a sample of the drinks you're creating with this bounty I sent you, so we can choose the best ones.
Call me Wyatt,
my boyfriend insisted, much too quickly for my liking.
I'll be happy to accommodate you, as long as it works for Rory as well.
The fairy assistant's wings quivered a little, and more pink dust floated to the ground.
Oh, wow! Rory Hart? Like the one who made Santa's new sleigh? I read every single thing written about you, and watched the coverage of it over and over again on the winternet.
Nutty darted off his spot on the bar and scurried over to me, climbing up my body and positioning himself on my shoulder.
Rory is awesome,
he agreed, holding onto my ear while leaning forward to talk to the fairy.
She makes the best roommate, keeps the space nice and clean, and doesn't eat any of my personal stash of nuts.
Mistletoe giggled at my furry roommate's enthusiasm.
I'm very pleased to meet her in person.
Enough chit-chat.
Pandora snapped her fingers to get her assistant's attention before tapping the calendar with her finger.
Here, why don't the two of you come by at 10 in the morning the day after tomorrow? That would give me time to let you see the whole venue in all its glory. Aurora, you and I can talk about your contributions to the celebration. And Wyatt, maybe you can assist in setting the bar up properly while you create your amazing concoctions for me.
With a nod of his head, Wyatt deferred the decision to me. Well, I knew I didn't have anything on my schedule to prevent me from showing up. Every ounce of my being didn't want to give in to the woman's demands, no matter how much honey she poured into her accent.
I'm not sure what my schedule will be, but I can talk to my assistant and get back to you,
I offered, trying to smile but managing a weak grimace.
Oh, I'm sure you can make arrangements after I share with you the big surprise.
She beckoned me closer with a wave of her finger. Leaning in with her hand up to her mouth, she whispered,
Mermaid lifeguards.
Mermaid lifeguards?
I blurted out loud, despite Pandora shushing me. Even Amos slid off his bar stool and approached us with sudden interest.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?